Good morning, we're continuing. We finished Siman Aleph. We left one point to clarify. What does it mean paga? So the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Chaf Hei, the first Siman of Hilchos Tefillin, Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch over there says that a person should arrange his talis and tefillin in such a way that he shouldn't be pagaya in the tefillin before the talis. And the Mishnah Berurah ends of Katan Gimel says Shalom Yifka. He shouldn't reach, interface, touch, connect with the tefillin before the talis. So what does it mean? So Mishnah Berurah says, even though he has not actually held the tefillin in his hands, it's not like he's taken the tefillin and we're saying, oh my gosh, don't put him down before I use that tefillin. No, he hasn't touched the tefillin at all. But he's passing them by. You're not mavraleim b'sarach l'kdimut. Okay. Now the next question is: maybe that's true. Let's say a person has only one bag that he uses for both his talis and his tefillin. There's no separate bag for the tefillin. So in the same bag, there is the tefillin and the talis. So the tefillin are ready to be put on. They're sitting right there, and his hand passes by the tefillin. But let's say the tefillin are sitting in their bag. They have a separate bag they're sitting in. And his hand passes by the bag of the tefillin without actually passing by the tefillin because the tefillin are still inside of their bag. Is that considered that he was pagaya on the tefillin prior to the tzitzis and he's forced to put on tefillin first in order not to be mavar the mitzvahs? So the Bir Halacha in the Rimasko Shlo Yifka, he brings that the Magen Avraham says that if they're still inside the bag, then it's not called pegeya, and therefore there's no problem of emirah lemitzvos in that situation. But the Bir Halacha says that there's no such difference. Even if the tefillin are set inside of their separate kis, there's still the rule of emirah. So different than we said in the case of the Sefer Torah, putting on the bima where it's there, but since you haven't started using it yet, that's not called emirah lemitzvos. Here he's saying, even though you have not used the tefillin, you haven't touched the tefillin are not even out of their bag. Since the tefillin are presented first, you have a chiv to put on the tefillin first, and that we change the order you put on the tefillin first. So to avoid that, the person should be careful to put his tefillin in such a way that he does not, as he puts his hand inside of the bag to get the talus, he does not need to pass by the tefillin to get to the talus. And if he would, the lachos would be that he put on the tefillin first and the talus second. Now, a second issue is that the correct order of putting on tefillin is the shal yad and the shal rosh. So within the tefillin bag itself, a person has to be careful that the tefillah, singular tefillin, that his hand reaches should be the one that he's putting on first. He shouldn't have to pass by the shal rosh to get to the shal yad. That would be a situation of ein mavir al mitzvos. However, over here, if incorrectly so, he placed it in such a way that the shal rosh comes out first, or it's closer to when he puts his hand, it's closer. Even though there's a rule of mevir lemitzvos, Chazal make a drasha that calls him on, you're wearing the shal rosh, you have to have the shal yad on as well, assuming the person is physically able to wear a shal yad. The person has his arms, etc. The person who has his arms, that the Torah always presents the order of first the shayad and then the shalrosh. As long as the ohayu, it has to be on you, the shayad, before you put on the shalrosh. You can't have the shalrosh without the shayad. That will actually override in Revere Lemitzvahs. And you were over this in Revere Lemitzvahs. You were over this Mitzvah Deraisa. This is a Deraisa in Revere. You were Mavir, but this is what you got to do. You need to put on the shalyad before the shalrosh. So the person should be careful to make sure the shalyad is closer when he puts his hand in. The shalyad is closer. So some ways to do that is to have the shalyad further forward. So when the person puts his hand in, the shalyad is the one that he comes to first. The person should put on a specific side always and make sure he always puts his hand in on that side. The person, when he's zipping open, So when he finishes zipping, his hand is by one side. So that's where the shayad should be. If a person has a type of container for his tefillin where one is on top of the other, it's quite problematic because the kedusha of the shalrosh is greater than the kedusha of the shayad. So it's not appropriate to put the shayad on top of the shalrosh. On the other hand, if you put the shalrosh on top, you're going to have to be mavrel and mitzvahs to get to the shayad, which is inappropriate as well. So if a person has that shayla, they should definitely discuss that with their rav, what's the appropriate thing to do. Okay, so so this is different. If talis and tefillin, the order is talis and then tefillin. If he was pegay on the tefillin first, he puts on the tefillin first and then the talis second. By the shayad and the shalrosh, he was pegay on the shalrosh before the shayad. He ignores the shalrosh. He's over aim of your mitzvahs, but still he has to do that and put on the shayad first. The person should be careful not to be in that situation where he's forced to be over the Isra'im Revirim, which potentially is an issue of the right, so like we mentioned before. That's in the next year, we will start the Simon Bey's, which deals with the correct, appropriate derech eretz and respect that a person has to have for mitzvahs. Have a good day.